Would it be so wrong for me to request a deck of Wednesday?
Yeah.
I mean, it's effectively Friday, right? And this isn't one of those deke jobs where I do it on Thursday and you say, hey, Rome, what are you doing? It's not Friday. And I say to you, well, it is for me. I mean, this is mostly Friday for everybody, right? Mostly. Mostly. Welcome to the program. Nice to have you here. It is a short week. It's a holiday weekend, and I am off tomorrow and Friday. So why don't you get up in here and do it right now? Imagine Wednesday as a Friday show. All those Friday elements are going to happen today. Hit me up, 1-800-636-8686. The program is brought to you by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. All right, so I'm going to take all of those Friday elements, slam them into a Wednesday. That might be a little bit confusing, so let me lay this whole thing out. Coming up at 40 past hour number one, Big Head Betts. James Kelly, normally that is a Friday thing. There are multiple games on Thanksgiving. There are games, of course, this weekend. A number of you said, if it's a short week, Rome, what about Big Head Betts? And he is coming in. That's 40 past. That's earlier in the show than we normally do it. Keep it in mind. Top of hour number two, PGA Tour Pro Jason Day. That's a jungle debut, if I'm not mistaken. In fact, what we're going to do, this is really unusual. We're going to go back to back to back to back. Think about this. Big Head Betts into Jason Day into Mark Sanchez. Sanchez making a triumphant return to the jungle for the first time in a long time. Into What's Your Beef? Because it is Wednesday. So those four big hits. Then in hour number three, Albie's famous 3 days that were. And an ATP. And maybe a huge call. So we have got a lot to get done. It's going to be a good Wednesday program. 1-800-636-8686. I know it's been a jacked up year, but we still have a lot to give thanks to. Starting with me. Jaclones, give me some thanks. And then the XR4TI. Too bad we're not on TV today. We do not have a simulcast. We are radio exclusively. Too bad we're not. Otherwise, you'd see Hawk in his bright blue used cardigan. All right, 1-800-636-8686. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody. You can hit me up on Twitter at Jim Rome. The same at Jim Rome works on the gram. Look for me there. And you can email me directly at Rome, R-O-M-E, at haveatake.com. All right, so because it is a getaway day or a stay-at-home day, it's the day before the day. Why don't we talk about that? It is the day before the day. And even though this year has been severely jacked up in a way that we have never seen before, I do truly hope that all of you have the very best possible Thanksgiving holiday that you can have, given the circumstances. And I do mean that, truly and sincerely. Because right about now, every last one of us deserves the four Fs. Food, family, football, and some freaking time off from this cursed trip around the sun. But why don't we talk and focus on food and football? Those are the two stars of the show tomorrow, as they always are. When it comes to the food, most of the spreads are actually pretty similar because most spreads are traditional. Turkey, of course, maybe some ham, mashed potatoes, gravy, the disgusting green bean casserole, stuffing, cranberry relish, yams, bread rolls, pies. I mean, sure, some of you might kind of go off the program or off the menu and get funky with it, try to jam a duck inside of a chicken, inside of a turkey, and have yourself a turducken. And yes, a vegetarian might bring a tofurkey substitute. An in-law might branch out and do something truly whack with sweet potatoes and marshmallows. But for the most part, whatever lands on the table tomorrow is not going to cause any kind of great double take. We know what we're getting. We know what to expect. Meaning, you're not going to see anything on any table that's going to stop you dead in your tracks and make you reassess your life. Unless you're at Patrick Mahomes' house tomorrow because Mahomes is bringing the one thing to Thanksgiving that none of us have ever seen before on any of our tables. And you already know where I'm going with that. You already know exactly what I'm talking about. Check out my man on KCSP 610 Sports Radio yesterday.
Everybody always talks about you put ketchup on everything, bro. Tell me you don't put ketchup on turkey.
Yeah, dude. I mean, come on. You got to put ketchup on that. Turkey and ham.
Get the hell out of here. You're joking, right? You don't really... on the Thanksgiving turkey, you put ketchup on it?
Oh, yeah, man. Come on. You know me better than that.
So did my man just say that he puts ketchup on the bird and on the spiral ham? Did I hear that correctly?
Everybody always talks about you put ketchup on everything, bro. Tell me you don't put ketchup on turkey.
Yeah, dude. I mean, come on. You got to put ketchup on that. Turkey and ham.
Get the hell out of here. You're joking, right? You don't really... on the Thanksgiving turkey, you put ketchup on it?
Oh, yeah, man. Come on. You know me better than that.
So, like, I know what you're thinking. There is an adult table. There is a kid's table. And Patrick Mahomes and his bottle of Hunt's do not belong at either table. Because who in the hell would bring ketchup to Thanksgiving? Who in the hell would put ketchup on turkey and ham? Who in the hell does this guy think he is? Great question. And I am the one, and I am here to answer it. He's Patrick freaking Mahomes.
Mahomes?
Super Bowl champion, Super Bowl MVP, NFL MVP, the second coming of Dan Marino, except with crazy postseason success. The owner of the richest contract in sports history, a $500 million with a B, a $500 million man, a two-time Pro Bowler, a first-team All-Pro, an NFL Offensive Player of the Year, and the fastest player ever to reach 10,000 yards passing. A guy who could pretty much throw completions and dimes left-handed with his eyes closed. A quarterback who surgically dissected the Raiders to win that game Sunday night and made it look way too easy. A guy who gave his high school sweetheart a ring on the same day the Chiefs gave him one. So, who does this guy think he is bringing ketchup to Thanksgiving? The better question would be, who the hell are any of you or us to question it? Question it. We should all be copying it. The man's got the world by the short hairs. He's a deadlock for Canton, and he's only played 40 NFL games. I'm starting to think the ketchup is the ultimate PED. And Mahomes is the ultimate proof of concept. Mahomes? I mean, not only is he doing it, but what I really love is how confident he has become in his love for the tomato sauce. I mean, it's not that long ago that he was too embarrassed to ask for ketchup with his steak. His mom tells that story that she would have to smuggle a bottle into restaurants and sneak it to him under the table because he didn't want people to see him saucing up his ribeye with the 57. Now he gets the question, and he literally says, yeah, dude, come on now. You gotta put ketchup on that. Yeah, man, you know me better than that.
Everybody always talks about you put ketchup on everything, bro. Tell me you don't put ketchup on turkey.
Yeah, dude. I mean, come on. You got to put ketchup on that. Turkey and ham.
Get the hell out of here. You're joking, right? You don't really... on the Thanksgiving turkey, you put ketchup on it?
Oh, yeah, man. Come on. You know me better than that.
If he weren't such a good dude, and like he's the best dude, he would have gone all Evel Knievel for sure. A proper response would have been, you know who the hell I am? You know who the hell I am?
You know who the hell I am?
What's up, Evel? I miss you, bro. Look, I'm not even here to wage some tired, stupid war on ketchup and whether or not it belongs on hot dogs or steak or even turkey or ham. I'm here to say I might try it. I might be giving it a try. Clearly, it works for Patrick Mahomes. Now, I'll tell you something else. It sounds a hell of a lot better than eating avocado ice cream. I don't need to tell Mahomes this, but I will. Keep doing you, man. Keep doing you. Keep lathering the red on whatever the hell you want. Put it in your cereal for all I care. Hell, hit your applesauce with it for all I care. Hit your mustard with it. Mix your condiments. Man, do whatever the hell you want, Patrick. because it's working. And at this point, nobody should be questioning anything this guy does ever again. And if there wasn't COVID, I would tell you to save me a seat tomorrow and to pass the freaking ketchup.
Get the hell out of here. You're joking, right?
No.
Turkey and ham.
Turkey and ham.
Oh, yeah, man. Come on. You know me better than that.
I'm not asking are you or why you. Why are you? I'm asking, is there anything that he won't hit ketchup with? I'd love to know a thing that he wouldn't hit ketchup with. What, Wheaties? Donuts? I mean, it sounds good on... If you're putting it on turkey and ham, is there anything you wouldn't put it on? I'm going to assume a steak, too, for sure. Whatever, Patrick, man, your world, dude. I like it. I respect it. I may try it. We've got Thanksgiving dinner at the Rome House. We'll be properly socially distanced. But there won't be much distance between me and that 57 bottle.
Turkey and ham.
I can't wait to try that. 1-800-636-8686. See some early reaction. Man, I don't know where this guy, what rock this guy crawled out from underneath, but he's back. Chris in St. Pete. The four F's in our house at fights about politics, flasks, food comas, and fists being thrown by grandparents and uncles. Signed, U.S. Americans. It's not bad, actually. He took a take and then put his own spin on it. What are your four F's? I'll play that game. He says fights about politics, flasks, food comas, and fists being thrown by grandparents and uncles. I can't lie to you. Back in the day, Janet would have me go to her family parties. I'd flask up. True. No offense, family, but I would definitely flask up. Yeah. Not apologizing for it either. Wells in the 720 is in. Quote, I won't give the bird ketchup, but I'll give him a couple of uppercuts. Signed, Ritt, undisputed workplace violence champion. They have not fought yet. He does not get to wear that belt. Not until he earns it. Speaking of belts, that Mike Tyson-Roy Jones fight is still happening. It's still happening. And the idea is getting worse and worse and worse and worse. You know how bad of an idea it is? Such a bad idea that I'm going to lay out that it's a bad idea, and I'm still terrified of Mike. And I still have to do it. Like, I feel like I have no choice. Scared coward. Dear Jim, and when it comes to Mike, I am a scared coward. Hey, Mike, don't kill me. Jim, you meant the five F's. You forgot fornication. Signed, Alvy. So this Wednesday is starting off just the way I thought it might. Add another F. Fornication. Hey, Alvy, do you ever say, hey, Mel, want to fornicate?
Dude, now.
What's the F word she uses when you say that? Let's see, Penguin 488. How do you and Janet decide who to invite for the holidays? Well, I can answer that. She tells me who's coming. Essentially. Let's see. Now, the bigger issue is, and that's fine because I'm married into an amazing family. Like, my in-laws are incredible, honestly. My in-laws are incredible. Her brother is amazing. Her niece and nephew are amazing. The bigger question is not who's coming, but how many board games Jano is going to make me play. Believe me, I'll flask up in my own house when that happens. Let's see. At Squirrel 2, the fourth F for me is footlong. Signed, Subway. How do you like that, idiot? He's like, that's not what I said. Oh, yeah, it is. That's what I read. Dear Jim, did you say you only had four F's? I had more than that in 1 week. Signed, Steve Garvey. I don't know what that means. Wore fat, Patricia fat. Getting fired. All right, now I know what that means. If Detroit does what they normally do, namely lose on Thanksgiving Day, he might get fired. Chris in Montana. I swapped out Montana for Wisconsin. I miss Montana, but I love Wisconsin. Our four Fs are from our sophomore year. Regards, GED holders. The belligerent Nuck is in. That's good. Maddie, Matt in Vancouver. Nothing says Team USA like gathering around a food-covered table, pretending you are the best at everything, while burying their constant failures under a lake of gravy and fat. Well done, Matt.
Fat?
I always think that's funny. I always think that the fit Canadian calling us fat as hell is funny.
Fat?
You got to give him that. Because basically what he's saying is true. Chad tweets, come on, Snagger. If we can get a picture of Norman's hammer, surely we can get a pic of Hawk's blue cardigan. Go ahead. Go right ahead. Let me tell you something. The blue cardigan is even more offensive than the hammer. 1-800-636-8686. The other topics today would include the Ravens. Like, the Ravens are having themselves a week. A week, and not a good one at that. And now they're in a must-win situation, and they've got an outbreak of sorts, and they got to find a way to get it done. We'll get into that. I'll tell you who's having a week, man. My man Dabo. How about Dabo? Somebody pulled Dabo off of Florida State. Like, that's still a thing. I'm going to do my very best. Someone call someone and get Dabo off of Florida State. I'm trying my best not to talk about Mike and Roy Jones because I truly am terrified of Mike still. But man, that is like the most insulting idea ever. That fight is getting worse and worse and worse and worse, and yet they still want us to pay $50 to see it. I spent the entire morning trying to figure out how much money they would have to pay me to watch it, much less ask me to pay $50 to see it. And you know how I've always said, and it's not my line, I didn't make this up, but I like to cite it. The internet is in ink. The internet is in ink. If you drop something on the internet at any point, it will be there forever. It is in ink. You can't hit it with liquid paper. You can't erase it. You can't set it on fire. It's always there. You don't believe me? Ask the rapper Gordon Hayward. My man tried to rap once and failed miserably. And now that he got a fat new contract, somebody dredged it up. And now everybody has it. And it's not good. Good Life Sean tweets, no simulcast equals less rules and longer clone leashes. Bring on the fodder today. All right, Sean, that's a really interesting point. Really interesting point. How do you figure, Sean? How do you figure? You think maybe I might get loose because it's radio only and I'm not beholden to the suits, the TV folk? How do you figure, bro? Look, I absolutely love my relationship with CBS Sports Network, our TV partner. Remember, for years and years, people would come at me and say, how come you don't do the radio show on TV? And I was one of the guys that was late to that party because I never wanted to jeopardize the integrity of the show, and I didn't want to do it until I thought that it looked right. So I waited, and then finally my pals at CBS, because I had a very good radio experience with them, said, you know what? Why don't we do this together? We can do it. And they built me this beautiful-ass studio that I broadcast out of, and it's been great. I love it. All of that said, when you say to me, there is no TV component, therefore you can get loose, we have to be honest about something. If you look at the numbers, there are more people listening than watching, right? So it's not what you think, Sean. Don't think that all of a sudden I'm going to bring back the Toby call or Romageddon or personal appearance being show fodder. I mean, be careful with that. Or maybe I will. It is a getaway day. We're already having a little bit of fun. I've already gone way over on the opening segment. How you like that, Alvin? How's that grab you? Hey, Alvin, tell me how my this tastes.
Break.
Break. We're 19 minutes in. Hey, Alvin, remind me, what is the record? What is the longest open we've ever had? We've gone well into the 20s. We've gotten almost to the bottom of the hour, right? This is nothing, man. It's a 20-minute open in my sleep. Look at this. Here comes a long-form contribution. Hey, Rome, I'd like to give thanks to the XR4TI. First, thank you, Alvy, for being so awesome on the soundboard. It is obvious whenever President Ike has to fill in. Let me stop right there. He's right. Anytime you want to start coming in 5 days a week like the rest of us, Alvin, that'd be just awesome. Alvin's like, yeah, really, what are you going to do about it? This email goes on. Next, thank you to Rit for your diet. It's nice to know I'm not the only one who throws down Rice Krispie treats, Skittles, and hot cocoa nearly every day. Rit, you can stop gesturing at the camera. We're not on TV today. Stop with the stupid faces and the hand gestures, all right? Nobody can see them but me. He goes on. Third. Ambi. I'm probably on YouTube, Ambi. Third. Thank you, Hawk. You run marathons. You have a cat tattoo. You wear cardigans from thrift stores. It is a great reminder that there are people out there who are the exact opposite of me. Next. Thank you, Flight Deck. You gave us the most to be thankful for when you gave us your breakdown of a fight between Rit and Hawk. All my money is on the president. Finally, thank you, Rome. Thank you for the smack off. Thank you for allowing Jeff in Southfield on the air. Thank you for running dopes like Matt in L.A., Rex, and Parody Larry whenever they call with their sophomoric and lame takes. Signed, Jeremiah in Greenville. Jeremiah, thank you. Thank you for your long-form contribution. Thank you for thanking me. All right, not to be too cheesy about this, but is anybody thankful for anything? Hit me up. Just know that you're not going to be on TV today. Know that, Rit. Stop with those stupid gestures that you always make like you're on camera. You're not on camera today. All right, there we go. That is a long ass open, and it felt great. Big Head Betts coming up at 40 past. Jason Day, top of hour number two. Mark Sanchez, also in hour number two. What's your beef in hour number two? Dell Technologies just announced their Black Friday sale. They are releasing new door busters every weekday and up to 50% off cutting-edge tech for your business. There is no better time than to upgrade your small business with the latest laptops and desktops with Intel Core processors and free shipping on everything. Yes, everything. So give Dell Technologies advisors a call right now. They will identify the right tech solution for your business. You want to call 877-ASK-DELL or go to dell.com/SBBlackFriday. 877-ASK-DELL.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Normally, I'm not about those kind of lazy, schlocky ways to get people to react. I don't need to. And one of those things would be like, hey, what are you thankful for? Number one, we have a lot to be thankful for, obviously, even as jacked up as this year has been. But number two, I know if I put that question to you clones, what are you thankful for? You will put it in clone speak, and it might work. So if you want to tell me what you're thankful for, go right ahead. Like this guy. At Apple Pasta, dear Jim, we are still thankful Kevin Cash took Blake Snell out of Game 6. Yours, the Dodgers. That's pretty good. D-Rod, the 925. I'm thankful for the residents in HB that they did not vote that loser into office. Name recognition. What a piece of crap.
I do. See what have I mean? Some name recognition.
That guy is thankful that that piece of crap, Silk, did not get in. Piece of crap's a little strong. I mean, there are pieces of crap, but Silk's not one of them. Me, Myself, and I tweets, thank you for being in my ear since 1996. Thank you for your service and keeping my morning full of laughter, sports, and most of all, honesty. You're welcome. Thanks for giving me the opportunity. Dear Jim, loved the JT and Elk pods. Now we get Jason Day. Signed, Dave, near Milwaukee, wore a PGA streak matching the rec streak. Well, Grandma, More grandma hitting the Stella tomorrow. Grandma's hitting the Stella. Hey, can I tell you, my grandmother, Doris. Doris passed away a number of years ago. My mom's mom. My mom's mom was an elegant gal. Beautiful grandma. And she just had a way about her, man. She could cook. And she had a wry sense of humor. But her and her twin sister, they'd hit the hard stuff starting right around noon. And were very, very elegant about it. So I'm proud of your grandma for hitting the Stella. But let me just say, my grandma would start around noon when she was cooking for the family. And she did the hard stuff. And she handled it, man. Props to you, grandma. Up in grandma heaven. I guarantee it, they're still getting their bourbon on or whatever it is they drank back in the day. Hey, Jim, looking forward to revisiting the three buffets that were. Regards, Wei-Z. He's looking a little thick, isn't he? Hey, you know, this is no ordinary travel card I want to tell you about. The travel card that lets you earn unlimited double miles you can actually use. Miles that you don't even have to use for air travel. It is the Capital One Venture Card. Right now, you can earn 100,000 bonus miles you can actually use, and they're redeemable for things like vacation rentals, car rentals, and more. That is when you spend 20 grand in your first year. Capital One, what's in your wallet? Let's hope it is the Capital One Venture Card, because it is in my wallet. Limited time offer. Terms do apply. See CapitalOne.com for details. All right, so that portion of the program where we go back to back to back to back, it starts after this. Big Head Betts coming up next. Jason Day, top of the hour. Mark Sanchez after that. What's Your Beef right after that. Then hour number three on The Day Before the Day, which is going to be...
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, so it's Wednesday, so among other things, it is an ATP day. We're still doing that. Ask the Pros, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. And again, you want to go to CBSSportsRadio.com/AskThePros. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices. Excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. We go to the Big Head in a minute. I always say having game has privileges. You can do the D-baggiest thing ever. You can cut the line if you're the best to ever do it. He is a five-time smack-off champ. He not only goes right to the front of the line, but the Big Head will have to wait until he is done doing what he's about to do, whatever that might be. Let's find out. The BIC, Brad in Corona. What's going on, Brad? How are you?
Okay, Jim. How are you?
Wow, bro. You sound like something's bothering you. What's going on?
Well, I want to weave this into an ATP. Have you seen that Greg Norman photo?
No, Brad, I haven't. Which one?
Oh, let me just, well, it's out there. Check the interwebs, Jim. You can find it, okay?
Okay.
Just a quick synopsis. It's taken me 42 years to get comfortable with the size of my penis, Jim. And Greg Norman ruined that with one beach photo. I mean, I've heard of turtlenecks, but, Romy, this thing is like a swim parka. I just don't know that I'd be taking something like that to the beach, you know? How do you even clean that thing out when you're done? You just stand up and shake it off like some big beach blanket.
Anytime, Alvin.
No.
Anytime,
like
Alvin.
I don't like that call. Not a very good call.
Alvin, whether or not, and again, I would handle it myself, but I can't. I don't have the button in front of me. Alvin has complete authority and autonomy to run things like that. Bro, there are at least five extremely regrettable references that he made. What are you waiting on? What are you waiting on? I'm not being rhetorical about this. I mean, what were you waiting for? Bradley. That's why he's the best. That's why he's a five-time champ. Brad in Corona. Okay, Brad, have yourself a day. Have yourself a weekend, Brad. Hit the golf course, Brad. Five-time champ. See you next, Smackoff. All right. BIC. Let's get now to the Big Head. based on, it's going to be a tough act to follow, Big Head. Based on the fact that the Big Head is killing the game with his Big Head bet segment once a week, many of you clones posed the question whether or not we would roll the head right back in today, since we're off for the next 2 days and there's a lot of opportunities to get down and to get paid this week. A chance for him to load you up with the intel that you need to properly enjoy the games that you do decide to watch. After all, as always, this segment is for entertainment purposes only. And if you actually do ever get down, never ever gamble more than you can afford to lose. Having said all that, let's do this thing. It's on a Wednesday. Generally, it's on a Friday. Head, how you living?
Wonderful after that great call by Brad. I was somehow curious why you ran, though.
Yeah, somehow I knew you'd like that. Somehow I knew that'd be right up your alley. I knew you'd like that. How you living after that unbelievable performance you had last week when you put a number on violence at the workplace? How much has your life changed since you did that?
It's changed quite a bit, Jim, and if I was in Vegas, I think I would have been fired because the line was a horrible line. I had it minus 220 for Ritt, and it sounds like it should have been about minus 960 for the old man taking it to Hawk.
There you go. 960, as in 96% of the vote went to the old man. Hey, listen, really quick before we get into this, one side note. So Jake Rome is home from college, fully equipped to get down online, but he's more about casino games than he is actual games like the rest of us. And isn't that great? My college kid gambles online. Perfect. He then introduces the notion to his mother, Janet. Janet loves her some roulette in Vegas. So you might be thinking, Head, the family that gambles together stays together. Except I'm mortified because they're both out there in the kitchen on their lappers. Like you and I, if we get games, at least that'll get us a few hours, right? To lose our money. Not cards, not roulette. Janet opens up an account, drops a couple of bones, begins to play online roulette. And I was like, oh, hell no. What if she likes it? Luckily, James, she got her ass kicked, went right through her bankroll in a matter of moments, and then pushed away from the table saying, lesson learned, I won't be doing that ever again. Yeah, lesson learned, scud avoided. This gambling game is hard, dog. Am I right?
Dude, the family that gambles together stays together? That should be the Rome family Christmas card. And it sounds like Janet's a little bit smarter than most of us listening right
now. Man, I'm so glad.
That's good discipline right there.
Oh, no, dude, I'm so glad. I thought for sure she was going to fall in love with it, and I never would have pulled her away from it, right? Right? All right, so it's Thanksgiving. You know what that means. Let's get right into it. It's Thanksgiving. Man, I'm so glad she didn't like it. That means the Lions are on the box. It also probably means that they will lose. They generally do on Thanksgiving. Right now, they're +2, in fact, +2.5 against the Texans. Are you on that game? And if so, who you got?
Yeah, so there's a strong trend right now of favorites hitting the past few years on Thanksgiving. That's probably because Detroit's playing, Jim, and I'm riding that, and I'm going to H-Town -2.5 here. Houston is 3-3 their last six games. They also have no incentives to lose as an organization. Bob traded all those picks away. And right now, the Texans' defense that has been horrendous this season, they are actually playing a lot better, and they have allowed the fourth fewest points over the past three games, Jim, in the entire NFL. Also, New England struggled to get to Deshaun Watson last week, so Matt Patricia's defense will have the same problems because they can't get after the quarterback. And Deshaun Watson, he's been incredible. He's having a career year. I think the Lions players have had enough of the hobo. Houston -2.5.
The hobo. Houston -2.5. I like that number. All right. Then you've got the crap fest that is Dallas v. Washington. Two terrible teams that actually have a great look at winning a terrible division. Miraculously, this is actually an important game for both. Does it interest you from a gambling entertainment perspective? If so, how are you playing that game?
Yeah, so if I'm having this game on, I'm going to hit it, and I'm going to hit the Cowboys at -2.5. Now, Dallas has looked better their last two games. They beat Minnesota, and they played Pittsburgh tough before that. Strange Zeke is the key tomorrow. He finally ran for over 100 yards for the first time this season last week, and that's the blueprint to beat Washington here. You have to run the football. The Cowboys, they've reshuffled their line. They need to be solid against that Washington pass rush, and also the Dallas D. It's been awful like the Texans, but as of late, they have been better, and they are doing, they're not doing as many dumb things, I should say. Their past three games, they've actually had a top 10 run D. Washington did not look good against Cincinnati a week ago. I'm taking Mike McCarthy, his lame and weird watermelon motivation, and I'm going Dallas minus 2.5.
Yeah, but it worked. Hey, you know what's dumb? Speaking of dumb things, playing online roulette. Really dumb.
How
really
long did it
dumb.
Take? 5-10 minutes?
Jana went through her bankroll maybe in 7 minutes. Maybe.
Oh, my gosh.
And then she gets up to pour a glass of wine. I'm like, oh, perfect. That's what you want to do. You want to hit that roulette addiction with alcohol.
Double down, Janet.
Dude,
there you go.
So glad she pushed away from the table. All right, Titans Indy, big AFC South showdown. Indy nearly choked away that win against Green Bay. The Titans have been better of late. You can get them plus 3. Which way are you leaning?
Okay, so 2 weeks ago I hit Indy when those two teams first played, but I'm going to go the opposite here. I'm going to go take the points, the plus 3 and the Titans. Indy's had a three tough game stretch right here, Jim, with Baltimore, the Titans, and then on Sunday, like you just said, against the Packers. They've won them all, but the Titans' special teams killed them in the first meeting. I think they tighten that up and ride their second half overtime momentum against Baltimore from last week. The blueprint, as always, is Derrick Henry. He rushed for 100 yards against the Colts in Game 1. Now, the biggest thing for the Titans this week and all year is to get A.J. Brown more involved in the game plan. Last time against the Colts, he had one reception on 4 targets. This guy's a beast. He's tough, he's physical, and so is his team. The money is coming in big on the Titans, and so am I. I'm taking plus 3 in Tennessee.
All right, so really quickly, big head bets. He's got Texans minus 2.5. He's got Cowboys minus 2.5. He's got Titans plus 3. You know, in your best interest, you should probably just walk away after breaking down that workplace violence matchup between Ritt and Hawk. However, I know you won't because you're addicted to your own voice. Are there any other games or any other things that you're looking at to hit this weekend?
Yeah, in honor of the Ritt v. Hawk Fister, Jim, the Conor McGregor v. Dustin Poirier line came out, and it's around that first line that I set for the old man taking down Hawk at minus 220 to beat Dustin. It just came out. Conor's probably going to win that fight. It's going to be a lot better fight than the last time. Also, NBA title odds. They have actually been updated because of free agency, and to no surprise, the Lakers are actually the favorite here at plus 300. But a surprise team is second, which is interesting to me, and it's Brooklyn ahead of Milwaukee, Miami, the Clippers. They're actually at a plus 575, so Vegas must be thinking there's something to those James Harden rumors. So I don't think I'm going to hit that. I think the Lakers are pretty much the clear favorite right now, as of now. So plus 300 for the Lakers looks pretty good.
All right, so I like the fact that you broke down Dustin and Connor, but that fight's not until January. So how do you approach that? Would you hit that right now?
I'll wait, but I will hit it at the end of the day. I still think Connor wins this fight. He beat him the first time out. He finished him. But Dustin's a much better fighter than he was the first time, and they're fighting at a bigger weight. Last time was 145. I'm sure this one will be at 155. It'll be an exciting fight. It'll be a stand-up fight. And when it usually stands on the feet, Connor's a man there. I like Connor here.
He can strike. We know this.
Yes.
Have you ever ventured into an online casino? Not a sports book, not the games, but to play cards, to play blackjack, to play roulette, to play keno, anything like that?
My college days a little bit, but I learned not as fast as Janet, but I learned pretty quick not to be in there at all. I love the casinos. I love going playing the tables there, but no thanks online.
All right, so what's the big plan for Big Head, the Big Head dinner on Thanksgiving?
Family.
No way.
A couple Stellas with Grandma, like the last emailer there.
Well, Grandma, did she knock down Stellas?
Horrible football.
Okay, there you go. Big Head bets. James Kelly, thank you very much. You've got a gigantic head with tremendous insight inside of it. Appreciate it, man. Thank you. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, boss.
Big Head bets. Very clean, man. Texas, minus 2.5. Texans, I should say. I like that. Cowboys minus 2.5. You got to admit, they played better of late. Titans plus 3, I do like. No, I mean, seriously, this was a thing yesterday. So Jake Rome is home for the holidays, and for some reason, he's got an online account. And I have no idea why that is. The kid doesn't even like sports. I think he bet the election. I don't know what he's doing with it. He's playing cards, actually. And then Janet thinks to herself, well, I love roulette. I love playing roulette. I'm like, no. Bad idea. Gets herself a little account, drops a couple of bones into the account, and then starts spinning the roulette wheel and just getting her ass kicked. I'm like, see? See, do you have any idea? The system is already tough enough to beat when you know what you're doing and it's not just chance. But at least with football, if we lose, it takes 3 hours to lose. You can't run through the money that fast. You may as well just set your money on fire. It's like, nah, this is fun. I can do this. This is great. Think I'll get another glass of red wine. No! She runs right through the money and says, yeah, you know what? Lesson learned. I will not be doing that again. I'm like, good, good, good. And then like Logan's trying to get the password. I'm Logan. No, Logan, you still can't drink and you still can't gamble. All right, brah? Go get your little root beer. Wells in the 360. Speaking of Thanksgiving, I am thankful that Brad and Corona made that phone call. Hey, Wells, you know what? I'd be thankful if you never sent me another tweet ever again. I'd be really thankful for that. Bella B. Canada celebrated Thanksgiving last month, but a call from Brad and Corona makes today our Thanksgiving. Y'all done yet?
No.
All right, when we come back, Jason Day with a jungle debut. I don't think we ever had him on before. That's coming up. Mark Sanchez on the other side of that, and what's your beef right after that? Stay tuned.